And welcome to Season 8, Episode 24 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, and so very pleased to be with you once again to continue the long-running, and I do say long-running because we are just about to get to our 350th episode, ladies and gentlemen, 8 years in.
Yay!
I know! Next show is number 350. It's been a long road, been an enjoyable road, and much so because of the two gentlemen I do this show with, and that would be the Chief and the Goon. Goon, how are you?
You know what? I am awesome. Still out in far western Maryland, and it's still hot. Hot.
Is how it hot is for you? It?
It was 95 today, which out here in the mountains,
mm-hmm.
These hill folk, they don't cotton to this kind of weather.
Hot in West Virginia. So having just gotten back from Arizona, I have a new scale. So it was very warm here, but I'm not sure I'll ever be able to use the word hot in Maryland again.
Was it a dry heat?
You know, it is a dry heat. And to be honest with you, the folks in Arizona are just as sick of that phrase either. Yeah, it was.
One of them, I said that to one of them and they said, yes, it was a blast furnace.
Yeah, pretty much. That's my wife and I literally, we went out in the pool and we always made sure we were out in the morning and we were done before lunch and we literally had a 10-minute timer and every 10 minutes we were reapplying. That's, you know, 115 to 117 on certain days. So
with the heat index humidity thing, whatever they
have no humidity, so there's no heat index.
No, because
the heat index is hot.
Right.
Tomorrow, hot.
Right. It's 115, but it feels like hell. You know,
it's the desert. What did you expect?
You know, that's the funny thing. I was expecting a lot more cacti. I truly was. My trip was 500 miles of driving, started and ended in Phoenix/Tempe.
And and Tempe don't have a lot, but when you went up, I don't remember what the interstate is, but you basically go north, right, toward the Grand Canyon and Flagstaff.
We went to a little town called Williams, and we picked up a train in Williams and rode the train for 2 hours to the south rim of the canyon. Beautiful.
Did they have alcoholic beverages?
I was in the car. I was literally about a foot and a half from the bar. I picked my seating well. I was in the caboose.
God loves you, my brother.
We had all the great sightseeing scenes, and I could see the front of the train from the back of the train when they went around turns, so I got some pretty cool pictures. I'll see if I can include a couple of non-representative pictures, you know, none of the peoples, just of the scenery. But the thing is, you know, I even looked at these pictures. I look at them. I've got them on a rotation on my three monitors here. And I look at them now and I'm like, they don't do the reality justice. You cannot capture in video the, like, for lack of a better term, majesty of standing on the rim and looking into that great giant hole and realizing, yeah, I don't think a river did this. I'm sorry.
You don't?
No.
Okay, so what's your theory?
The hand going of with God? The hand of God.
Yeah, God, I mean, as the artist. Using a river.
No, because that would have assumed millions of years, and I don't think it was that.
He's got the time.
So there's an interesting thing, mm-hmm. that came up that would solve both of your equations in this.
Mm-hmm.
When Adam was created,
mm-hmm.
how old was he?
How old was Adam when he was created? I'm assuming he was created as an adult.
Yeah, so the honest answer is you don't know, because we all know, right?
Right, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm assuming, you know, he was going to have a girlfriend, so I'm going to go with adult.
All right, he skipped the girlfriend part. He went straight to wife.
I know, really. Yeah. Right to the ball and chain.
So, when things were created, so the earth was created,
mm-hmm.
at what age?
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, yes. So
Right. The good Lord could have created it instantaneously at age 6 million years. I get it.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we don't know. Yeah, we don't know. There's so much stuff that was here and was already set up. So people are going to carbon date and do all this kind of stuff, and the carbon dating could come back accurate, and they're like, well, then the universe has to be like this. We have no way to gauge the universe. We try to do it with how far light gets to us, but with all the black holes and dark matter and all this stuff that we don't understand, we don't know what is messing with the light as it comes back to us. So what do? We make guesses.
That's right. That's the best our poor human brain can do.
And as long as we have people that say, just trust the science right next to us, then apparently that is all that you need to think. So have you seen in New York? You are no longer allowed to wear a mask.
Yeah, that's because all of the thugs were wearing masks, so it was hard to identify them.
So
who saw that one coming?
Everybody.
Yeah,
they're the thieves. Thugs just attack people. They don't necessarily rob.
Mm-hmm. Right. They're the muscle for some cheap thief.
I'm going to use the term
or intimidator.
Okay, so there. That
capo for you Italians.
Capo is boss.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thugs are the muscle for the capos.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for translating us for poor dumb Italians. Yeah.
You're welcome. It's what I'm here for.
Speak slower. I don't understand.
Okay, Skeet.
Wow.
Hey.
Let's go with Stereotypes 101.
Do you know what I learned this weekend? I had a trip to the National Air and Space Museum's facility out at Dulles Airport.
You've learned that you want to take up space.
I'm already taking up space. But the Udvar-Hazy Center.
I'm sorry. God bless you.
Yep.
Stephen Udvar-Hazy is the man who donated the initial barge full of money to get it built. So that they could have a large facility to put in some of the large planes they have, like they have an SR-71 inside.
Nice. Is it still
They
leaking?
Have a space? No, there's no fuel in it.
Okay.
But it would be if they put fuel in it.
Absolutely.
They have a space shuttle.
One of the ones that's made it back.
The Discovery, in fact.
Oh, okay.
And they have a Concorde, and while telling us about the Concorde, because I went on the free tour, for a number of reasons, I was interested, and...
It was free.
It was free. But the docent that I had on the tour was talking about the... there were three countries that were going to build supersonic commercial airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, there were four: Britain, France, the U.S., and the Soviet Union. And Britain and France made an agreement with each other, a Concorde, and decided to build one plane.
Huh.
The American one got canceled by Congress.
Huh.
And the Russians built the Tupolev. I forget the number on it, but it didn't do well. They brought it out to the Paris Air Show when it crashed.
I mean, you did say Russian, so we could stop.
I did. The funniest thing that he told me was that it looked exactly like the British and French Concorde, so much so that its nickname is not the Tupolev SST. It's called Concordsky.
Yeah, the Soviets or the Chinese have a space shuttle that looks suspiciously like the space shuttle, too. Just a coincidence.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, a lifting body is a lifting body, so they're all going to look alike, right?
Sure.
You go on believing that.
Yeah.
There's nothing to see here. There was no espionage going on.
Not a bit. Not a bit. Nothing sold through a vice president's son or something.
There's a movie coming out, and it's about the moon landing.
Uh-oh.
I just wanted to put that out there.
Is it one that says we faked the moon landing?
Is this another Capricorn one?
No, it's a...
What a great movie that was.
It is about what it took in order to get the people behind the moon landing and who they hired in order to... boost everyone's interest.
Oh.
Called Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh,
that actually sounds pretty good.
That's a nice title.
Yeah, so
I you could probably make a good song.
You have Channing Tatum, so I was like, I started questioning, but the words coming out of his mouth made the most sense. So I was like, all right, I can get behind this. And of course, there was stuff for a dramatic flair,
mm-hmm.
but then they got into the what people saw and what people believed, and that's where I was like, all right, now I'm interested enough that I will pay $1.50 to see this movie.
Just $1.50?
Well, that's all it costs down here.
Wow!
So
another reason,
right?
So
it's just another, yeah, and you know, Chief and Mr. Browning and Mrs. Burt, they're right.
Hmm. Oh, Scarlett Johansson's in it too.
Yeah. So when we were in Extreme Southern Maryland, one person's ticket cost more than the entire family with all the popcorn and drinks at this place,
wow.
which is the Morris Theater in Texas. And the Morris Theater said, it's $1.50, any movie, any time, because that's how we are for the rest of, the existence of this place. And my wife keeps saying, how are they in business? Because it is always packed. Always.
That is true. How are they in business? Because nigh on 41 years ago, when I was dating the Hurricane, our favorite date night was to go to a 99-cent movie with the hot dogs and milkshakes at the local Dairy Queen. Not a big spender was the goon, yeah.
I'm doing the math. I'm like, you got it through there with a sawbuck, you know.
Exactly. And that was a long time ago. And yeah, $1.50 is not that far from 99 cents.
Mm-mm.
Yep, and I don't even know that they really care, because we go there and we have you can pay at the thing, and they'll rip your ticket and then you come in, and then there were times when we just walked in, and because we had our son had bought the tickets and he gave it to us, and we just walk in and the dude nods,
mm-hmm.
and then we were like, I don't think they care, you know.
But unless they're just real trusting there.
And again, so like it doesn't matter what the movie is. We watch bad movies. I mean, we watch really bad movies. We watch movies where the majority of the speech was animals growling. And which if you see the new Godzilla versus King Kong,
mm-hmm.
that's what you can be in store for. So my goodness.
Wow.
We don't know. No one cared.
Mm-hmm.
No one checks anything. we do it because we want to be the good, honest folk that Texas is supposed to be known for. Unfortunately, there is, like, you saw what happened in Maryland, and that they finally caught the person that killed the jogger.
What a surprise. It was somebody who shouldn't be in the country.
So they're over here.
You mean an illegal? It's just the phrase you were looking for.
it turns out mass murder is probably good too.
So illegal mass murderer. Okay, we go with that.
Well, so there are no legal mass murderers.
Sure, there are. They're called countries.
You could have a citizen who turns into a mass murderer. This person wasn't a citizen.
So here in Texas, a felon has come to me, and he said, this person is harassing this other person. Me being a felon, I cannot get the weapons required to stop this person. Mm-hmm. And so I said, give me the information, and it shall be taken care of. So...
And then you there is, to your wife.
Well, no, I haven't talked to her about this yet.
Do you have a death wish, Crutch? We don't say things like that. now let's talk about that again. What you meant was nothing to see here. Move along, right?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Okay, good.
Don't kill me.
Please don't kill him, SBE, because we'd have to find somebody else, and he's going to be hard to replace.
Thank you.
And you would make number one fan sad.
Yes.
So again.
But anyway, the chief continues.
This is going to be something that we're dealing with. And I don't know if someone's reputation got ahead. Like, I didn't know how I was supposed to help in this certain scenario, but here we go. If you see it on the news, you're first, ladies and gentlemen.
That's outstanding.
Got it.
Yeah. Look at us, breaking news. When news breaks, we fix it.
I made Crutch laugh uncontrollably earlier today.
On purpose?
Well,
kind of.
Yeah, the two of us were talking on the phone, so therefore laughing ensued.
It didn't start out that way.
No.
However, he did ask, in my defense, he did ask how my trip was from Maryland to Western Maryland.
Right.
Because Hurricane has decided that I didn't need to drive all the way to Goonchild's home because she needed a couple of more nights at Hilton hotels. And I would take an extra day and basically bum around. I'm rather enjoying it. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
And And he asked me how I'm taking.
I suddenly don't want to be in this call.
This is kind of how the laughter ensued.
This is how it starts. This is how it always starts.
So the car I'm driving today is one of my two supercars that hasn't been driven in a while that I took to Jacob the Israeli.
Mm-hmm.
Because over the winter, I deadened the battery 3 or 4 times. I mean, to completely flat, because there's a little alarm that goes off when you leave the key in the car. Well, that alarm goes off all the time, whether the key is in the car or not now, as long as you open the door.
That's annoying.
However, in the winter, when you shut the door, it doesn't stop, then and that drains the battery.
Oh, that sucks, yeah.
So I did that 2 or 3 times and thought and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I used a trickle charger that I got from the chief.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. And thank you. And I restored the battery and went and put some gas in it because it didn't have much gas in it, and drove it to Jacob and said, you know, I probably need a new battery, and this alarm isn't shutting off. And he said, okay. And in about a week, he calls me and he goes, basically, are you crazy, Gun? Because the battery's fine. I've been driving it all week. There's no problem. I'm like, why'd you drive it all week? He goes, I just like it. After the first 2 times I knew, but I just like the car. So if you ever sell it, you're selling it to me. He goes, and whatever's wrong with the switch must be a cold weather problem. So when it gets cold again, we'll we'll look at it, figure out what it is, and fix it. So he did nothing, and my National Socialist supercar, that's where the laughter started.
Yeah, we didn't call it the National Socialist supercar.
Well, we didn't. We might have used an acronym.
Yeah, we called it the Nazi supercar. You know.
Yeah.
Well, your neighbor calls it that, too, so it's not like I, you know, invented it.
The very first thing he said to me when I met him, are you going to keep that Nazi supercar parked in front of my house? And I said, yes. Are you going to wear your yellow star when I see you?
Painful.
This is the type of relationship we have. My neighbor is a wonderful man, and he's such a tolerant man because he lives next to me, so he kind of has to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, Doug.
Doug loves everybody.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I was walking Doug today before I left, and he took a gigantic dump in some stranger's lawn. I'm looking at it, and that's when I realized I didn't bring the little cleanup bag. And so Well, I didn't have much of a choice, so
I'm taking my shirt off.
Let me just say, you. I
or your shoe.
Home.
Sorry,
I walked him home, and I immediately got some cleanup bags, and I drove my car back, and it was during the day because I took today off, so I could make the drive. And I don't know that anybody was home, and I cleaned up his mess, and I went about my business. Because, as Chief says, that's what honest people do.
That's you know, I appreciate the fact that you went about your business after your dog had went about his.
He goodness gracious, I don't know what that boy was eating.
He gave him the business.
He sure did. And he was happy about it. Wagging his tail, just all happy. Look what I did.
That's right. I had some of this stuff since kindergarten. It's like,
how about that, huh? That sculpture right there.
That's right. You thought that was a fifth leg I had. Sorry.
Wow.
Jeez. So yes, there was the Doug incident, the supercar incident, because it did vary. I went from my home in the People's Republic all the way to Morgantown, West Virginia on half a tank of gas.
That is impressive. That's a goodly amount of driving, sir.
I did, and then I filled up here where gas is considerably cheaper. Probably not as cheap as it is for you, Chief.
Well, how much was it?
This was premium, and it was $4.09.
I don't know what a premium
in
you know what
People's Republic it's $4.65. Hold on, I think I might be able to see the gas station from my window. One sec.
Use the scope from the gun. Is there any chance he's in the Book of Fazavari?
It might be a crit if the ghost of philosophy is right.
I can't read it. I can't read it from here, but it was.
You know, if you had my phone,
something,
you could probably zoom in on it and see.
I probably could.
Yeah.
If I had that AK-50 we were talking about last show, I could probably take the sign out.
And everything behind it.
The whole building.
Right, exactly.
It is and there's...
I killed a building.
346.
What is? 346?
That's, wow. Yeah, that's for premium over here.
What do you pay for regular?
For regular, it's $280.
That's a made-up number. Gas doesn't come with a number two in front of it.
That's right. You're lying. You're a lying liar that lies.
Well,
and you get good barbecue.
I know, that's not fair. You should have either or. Like, good barbecue, crappy gas prices.
We could move.
That would require moving.
Well, we could just sell our houses to our spouses and just get out of Dodge.
I'm not quite sure what my wife would use to pay for the house. See, as all the assets are pretty much mine.
You sound a little like Tim Allen, who used to joke. He would come on stage and say to all the women, "Men are pigs, aren't they, women?" And he'd get them all yelling and screaming and being on his side, "The men are pigs." He goes, "Darn shame we own everything, isn't it?"
I didn't want to.
Well,
I'll be honest with you. I was off for 8 straight days, and I'll be honest with you. I appreciate and really enjoy working with my current team, but I'll be honest with you guys. I didn't think much about them for 8 straight days. I could have gone right into retirement mode.
Oh, I did that. And 2 years later, I'm still up there.
It's still there. Continue to work, pay the bills, make sure everybody else is happy. A lot in life.
Again, if it wasn't for my habits, I'd be retired.
Food, clothing, shelter.
I like to eat regularly and sleep indoors. Which right now is pretty good, because as I mentioned, it's hot outside.
I heard that somewhere, yeah.
There's some large glowing orb up in the sky.
Well.
And it's causing everything to heat up.
The orb isn't even there now, and it's still hot. It's 8:31 in the evening, and it's 81 degrees out there.
I mean, it's still light out.
Is it?
It is here.
I have room darkened new shades. I haven't seen the sun in my office in so long because my window points south. So I would get the sun all day long. It literally would bake everything in the office.
Oh my God, look at the vegetables.
Those are pretty.
So,
the chief just sent us wonderful pictures of his vegetables.
Well, so one is grapes and others is cucumber.
That's definitely a cucumber.
Yeah.
That dude is ready for pickling. I'm just saying.
I can show you the mason jars full of pickles because they love doing such a thing. The females here, and I have I finally got my potatoes.
They're awesome people.
So we have tons, and by tons I mean like I think 24 mason jars full of pickles.
Wow.
Ask your wife if she knows of a dish called chow chow.
God bless you. I thought that was a dog.
No, that's a chow. Chow chow is a Polish pickle salad. It's cauliflower, carrots, onions, something else. I can't remember what, but it's in a pickling spices with a mustard sauce.
In looking at it, I think we actually have this.
It's something I haven't had in a while, but it's worth. I believe you would like it a lot, Crutch.
Yeah, it looks lovely. It reminds me of.
That's it.
It reminds me of guardinia, which is pickled vegetables with spices. That Italian.
Yes, very very similar. I told you guys about the pickling trick that I found recently that makes store-bought pickles very good.
Mm.
You take the store-bought pickles and dump a packet of Hidden Valley Ranch dressing in it. Shake it up, put it in the refrigerator for 24 hours, and enjoy. It makes them like cracked pickles. You just can't stop.
Cracked pickles? Sounds like a great name for a band.
Cracked pickles?
Yeah.
And now here they are. Opening for Kiss. It's Cracked Pickles.
Never know.
Well, yeah, stranger things have happened. I'm just saying.
Can I even pick a band that's like still performing? Because probably I can't. we talked about the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
Because you visited not only...
I stood on a corner in Winslow, Arizona.
Were you such a fine sight to see?
Well, the flatbed Ford was there, but there was no girl.
No girl?
No, there's no girl.
Do you have to bring your own girl?
I did, luckily. And she stood by the flatbed for it, so that was cool.
Excellent.
So what is the definition?
She kept driving?
Hmm. Yeah, no, really. What's the definition of a flatbed Ford?
No.
Oh.
Girl.
What's the definition of a girl?
I was pretty sure you brought a woman, but...
Two X chromosomes.
Two X chromosomes. There you go.
That's female. So, we're...
A girl is a young female.
Right.
And my wife is forever young, and don't you disagree.
Okay. Well, there you go. See? I stand corrected.
Once again, where we started, sound collision alarm. Messages like that, I'm going, okay, let me look at my authenticator. Snap. Alpha, Tango.
Yeah, there was a lot of Tango there. We almost wore Tango uniform.
Uh-oh.
I have my missile key, sir.
Oh, well,
Roger. Well, sorry.
Another thing that was interesting in deep Southern Maryland.
Deep Southern Maryland.
Yeah, there were sightings of a Russian nuclear sub.
In Maryland? Oh, yeah, you're right. Deep Southern Maryland. You're absolutely right. Yep. Whew. Okay.
COVID. Didn't they?
WTF, over.
Didn't they have a movie in the 60s about the Russians, like, invading Vermont?
There was, yes, they did. Oh, what was that movie called? The Russians Are Coming.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just remember an old duffer, like, on the beach going, here come the communists.
Exactly.
Was it a comedy?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah. For sure. I didn't even remember who was in it, Chief, but I remember the movie.
Very
least. It's probably worth a watch.
When was it made again?
1966.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see it when it first came
out. Alan Arkin, Carl Reiner, Brian Keith, Jonathan Winters.
Carl Reiner and Brian Keith are definitely the best things in that movie. You get to see how talented Carl Reiner truly was.
Yeah.
Too bad the apple didn't fall far from that tree.
Ah, so he's related to Rob Reiner.
Dad.
He would be Rob Reiner's father, yeah.
All right, well.
And he did. He had a long and storied career. Movies, TV.
He was Dick Van Dyke's. He was Dick Van Dyke's boss on the Dick Van Dyke
Show. Boss on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Yeah, I think he might have been the actual producer of the Dick Van Dyke Show as well.
Wow!
Inception. He did a lot of behind. He did a lot of the behind the camera work back in those days.
There you have it.
There you go.
Laura, you have it. So, there were lots of. People pointing guns at the ocean at that point.
Pointing guns at the ocean.
Yep. I mean, the sharks weren't bad enough. Now we have Russians.
Exactly. Because you can.
And I wonder did they think they were in Cuba?
I don't know what the deal was.
They were in Cuba. Cuba.
What Cuba.
What I did was I walked back to the hotel, I said, I don't think there's anything good out there.
Nothing to see here. Move along now. Got it.
No need to swim in the Atlantic, right? You were on the Atlantic coast for your whole trip, Chief?
Yeah. So, again, having Ukrainians out there, I was like, I don't know what the ops are, but I don't need to be a part of them. That's about the extent of my knowledge. You don't ask questions you don't want answers to, and left it at that.
Wow, look, a giant fire. Golly gee.
Yeah.
Wonder how that happened. No, actually, I don't.
It doesn't matter. It's probably some electrical problem.
Right. I'm pretty sure there's nothing nefarious about that at all.
Once who can say becomes
a standard answer.
Yeah.
Who can say? Oh my gosh. Gotta love it.
It's rough.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the deal.
That's the deal. And that brings us to the conclusion of our latest episode. Hope you've all enjoyed it very much. We've gotten a few laughs out of it. We'll be back shortly, soon. I don't know how soon. Soon enough with another episode. But before we go, please bend an ear. Give us a little love for the commercial sponsors the Goon has now providing us with.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Planes, Trains, and Automobiles travel with crutch to a giant hole in the ground. See big red rocks and visit an immortal site dedicated to one of the best rock groups of the 70s. And National Socialist Cars. Buy a 1999 Garrick, much better than that 1998 Goebbels with those stupid glasses around the headlights. And vacation, what we all need and don't take enough of. Retirement, here we come. Eventually, anyway. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.